with Jeremy Cordo.
More showers moving in, ladies and gentlemen, so if you are driving, drive very carefully. Amanda De Warren, who is an animal psychic communicator. How do you prefer to be addressed?
Animal communicator.
Animal
or
communicator.
Or medium.
Animal medium.
Animal medium.
Look at all
medium.
These calls here.
I know. It always happens when I'm on radio.
I'll bet. Sandra?
Clog up your system.
Sandra?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Sandra. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Now I have a cat, Rip. About 7 weeks ago, I found him one morning and he couldn't walk.
He's passed, though, hasn't he?
No, he's still with us.
He's still with you. Because I've got one that's coming through that's passed away. You had another one a few years before?
I lost one fairly recently.
Okay, because I've got another one that's coming through that's passed over. Did you have that cat for quite a long time?
Yes.
Yes, from a kitten to, I feel like, a fair old age.
Yes.
Yeah, he had to go through. Was he about 14, 15 when he passed?
About 13.
13, because I feel around that teenage year. He wanted to let you know that he made it over there, and he seemed to go downhill very quickly.
It was a female.
Female, sorry. She went downhill very quickly, didn't she?
Yes,
the one that's passed over. I feel renal with her. The one that you've got walking with issues at the moment, I feel like they've just come in, haven't they, those issues?
Yes, it was about 7 weeks ago.
Yeah, because I feel like it's only recent since he seems to be have been able to walk. What's his name, the one with the walking issues?
Rip.
Sorry, Rip?
Yes.
Because he tells me that he was fine up until about 2 months ago, and then I felt walking issues with him, and they seem to be getting worse.
Yes.
It seems to be one side more than the other. Is he limping on one side more than the other? I feel like he's dragging one of his legs.
Left leg,
because I mean, he's telling me one is worse than the other. He's really struggling with one of the leg, but the other leg is working okay. I feel that there is there may be something like a lump or something that's pushing on the left leg or in the spine area. I'm seeing sort of a swelling around the hips area. So I suggest that you get him to the vet ASAP to get them to have a look at that spinal area with him. But he's not suffering. He's still eating and getting on, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because I feel like he's still walking, even though he's got that discomfort, and he's still getting on.
Yes, he has been to the vet, and the vet said that leave him for about 8 weeks, and he has started walking.
Yeah. See how he goes. You know, I don't think it's anything sinister. I just feel like he's not in any pain, but see how he goes with that swelling around that left leg.
Thanks, Sandra. Daryl, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Daryl. Oh, how
hi,
you doing?
Hi, Jeremy. Yeah, oh, great, mate. Well, I'm a lot better at the moment. I've had many cats, actually. I'm a bit of a cat man, but I've got three at the moment, and I had a magnificent creature that I rescued in 1990. He came to the door just after my dad had passed away, and I took him in, and he became my best mate, and he was what the vet said, a warrior, you know, and he was an intelligent, amazing creature. His name was Charlie. And I called him Charlie too because Mum and Dad had a Charlie, also a black one. So he became Charles II. And he stayed with me till 96. September the 30th, he died. And I took him, well, he was dying. I took him to the vet and he said that...
Was it his renal area? I felt like
yes,
renal because he
yes.
shows me he had renal problems and he went downhill quite quickly.
Cat leukemia very quick.
Yes, okay, because I'm feeling it happened quite quickly.
He did.
Yes, and that's what he's saying. He didn't
devastated.
Sort of show you what was going on, but I'm seeing him with your dad. Your dad was a good man, wasn't he?
Oh, he's wonderful.
I feel like a very gentle, generous man who everybody loved and loved animals.
He was.
I feel like he loved the outdoors.
He dad loved people and he loved animals.
Yes.
And he rescued a dog for us when I was a little boy.
Was it like a Kelpie or something, that dog?
It was a little fella called a British Highlands Dart.
Okay, because I'm seeing a smaller dog that Dad's showing me.
Yeah.
Did Dad have horses as well?
No,
okay.
Dad
that must be
did.
Somebody else because I felt like horse racing something, the GGs.
Oh, he was a horse racing man. He loved horses.
Oh, okay, because your dad showed me that he loved horse racing.
Oh, he did. He's looking at me right now.
He's at the races right now.
Isn't he? That'd be dead.
Do they have races up there?
They sure do.
They have everything. He was a great dad. But this little fella, apart from dad, when he passed on, I took him to the vet, a lovely bloke at Ranella, and he said, would you like to pat him goodbye? He said, he's got cat leukemia.
Yeah.
And I said, yes. I went to reach out to pat him, and without a word of a lie, he reached out with his paw, and he patted me on the cheek.
Absolutely, they do. And they understand that they appreciate everything that we do for them. And, you know,
back,
they go on living. They're not.
He came back to me, and he lived in this house from September the 30th, 96, to about January 09, and he was constantly here. And a friend of mine came in, and we were sitting watching telly, and he said, I thought you didn't have a black cat. I said, I didn't. He died. And he said, well, what's that sitting over there? And I looked over, and there was Charlie. And
there
he was.
Absolutely. I have no doubt that he was.
And I wonder if he's actually with my dad and mum,
isn't he?
Yes,
he's with your dad and mum.
I hope he's got all of them, because there's
Dad's
only been
Dad's got a menagerie over there. I'm feeling a lot of horse. I'm feeling a lot of animals. But, you know, mum has to have them
horses.
When dad goes to the races. So.
Oh, he loved horses. He was a son of stage people in Britain.
Yeah.
And he was a lovely guy. I was trying to talk to him this morning. I do that a lot. I know people think I'm weird.
No, not at all. Not at all, honey. You're just a very gentle soul.
Well, I try to be. I get a bit down in the dumps.
Do you know what, darling? Don't let people put you down, sweetie, because they're not worth knowing. If they want to put you down, they're not worth knowing at all.
Jeremy said something to Leon Byrne, and I had Leon on every day. You know, they're both on here every day.
Yeah.
And he said to Leon, he said, if you get depressed more often than 3 years, you might get dementia. And I thought, right, that's it. I'm not getting depressed.
No more depression.
No more depression, honey. You just go and live life the way that you want
Amanda.
You are very welcome. It was my pleasure to bring your mum and dad through.
Now, just hang on there for a sec. We want to give you something special. Now, hang on. I don't know how many calls we can fit in, but the switchboard is kind of going into meltdown. Let's take the top news stories of the hour. It's 3:30.